In this bulletin, 83 people dead and hundreds missing in Hong Kong high-rise fire. Vladimir Putin responds to a proposed Ukraine peace plan. And in golf, Australian golfers chase the lead in the rain-hit Australian PGA. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghadid. Fires burning for the second day at a high-rise apartment complex in Hong Kong have now killed at least 83 people, with hundreds still unaccounted for. Emergency officials say firefighters are combing the building, with blazes in four buildings still out of control in the Wong Fo complex in Dai Po. About 900 people were evacuated to temporary shelters overnight. Three men, the directors and an engineering consultant of a construction company, were arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. Authorities suspected some materials on the exterior walls of the high-rise buildings did not meet fire-resistant standards, allowing the unusually fast spread of the fire. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee says the materials are under investigation. Hong Kong's anti-corruption agency also says it is launching a probe into possible corruption relating to the renovation project. Nationals leader David Littleproud says the party's former leader, Barnaby Joyce's decision to leave the Nationals, is disappointing. In a statement, Mr. Littleproud said he encouraged Mr. Joyce to stay in the party room in his original conversation. Mr. Joyce is now sitting as an independent, although there has been speculation that he will join One Nation. Nationals deputy leader Bridget McKenzie says Mr. Joyce can lose his legacy if he joins One Nation.
It is no secret that if he goes to One Nation, he will be absolutely trashing his legacy as a very successful National Party MP.
In a statement, Mr. Joyce said his relationship with the Nationals' elected leadership has become what he calls dysfunctional and discordant. He claims neither Mr. Littleproud nor Ms. McKenzie had more than a phone call with him in the past 5 weeks. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a new U.S. peace proposal could serve as what he calls a starting point for ending the war in Ukraine, even as he repeated demands for Ukrainian troops to pull back. Speaking at a news conference in Bishkek, he suggested parts of the West now recognize the need for a negotiated settlement to avoid further battlefield collapse. The Russian president argues that hostilities could only end once Ukrainian forces left territories claimed by Moscow.
We're still receiving requests to cease hostilities here and there. Ukrainian troops will withdraw from the territories they occupy. That's when the hostilities will cease. If they don't withdraw, we'll achieve this by force of arms.
Mr. Putin says Russia ultimately wants a formal agreement with Ukraine, but claims this is legally impossible for now, insisting any deal must be internationally recognized. U.S. officials say the Afghan national accused of ambushing two National Guard members near the White House drove across the country to carry out the attack. Prosecutors identified the victims as 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom and 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, both now in critical condition. The suspect, 29-year-old Rahmanullah Lakanwal, reportedly traveled from Washington State before opening fire with a .357 revolver. FBI Director Kash Patel says investigators believe the incidents amounted to terrorism and described the scale of the investigation.
This is a coast-to-coast investigation being led right here in Washington, D.C. And this subject definitely did pick the wrong country. And we will rise together as a nation to show the world what we do here. And we are thankful that we have the Attorney General's brave leadership and President Trump's brave leadership and priorities to safeguard our communities.
Lakanwal faces charges of assault with intent to kill and firearms offenses, though prosecutors warn the case could be upgraded to murder if either guardsman dies. To sport, Australia's top golfers will do the chasing when the rain-hit Australian PGA Championship round resumes. Headline acts Adam Scott, Minwoo Lee, and Cameron Smith were all safely in the clubhouse on Thursday before thunderstorms arrived to stall breakaway first-round leader Sebastian Garcia. Spain's Garcia and outright second place Daniel Gale, 5-under through 12 holes, were among a host of players set to complete their rounds early on Friday morning before immediately beginning their second rounds. They will all play afternoon rounds today at the $2.5 million event that will relocate next year while the Riverside course undergoes extensive renovations. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.